مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين, أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noblest messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the fountain of the treasures of wisdom. And we send peace and blessings upon his purified household and his brilliant companions alayhi muridwan, who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani channel. You are watching the program called The Grand Arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Throughout the world, we are celebrating the mawlud of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So fortunate, subhanallah, so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummah and made us his ummatis and his followers. Such a perfect role model, subhanallah, upon whom so many excellences have been bestowed. So here, dear viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted countless things and will continue to be granted more things, which is beyond our imagination until the day of Qiyamah. Imagine it from here that he azza wa jalla has elevated the remembrance for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying in the Holy Quran Pak, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Subhanallah, whatever limited knowledge and ilm we have about the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus using that limited knowledge, we in our limited capacity celebrate the mawlud of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We remember him, we speak about his excellence, we speak about his virtues, but it is limited, dear viewers of Madani channel, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said this to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, who is the closest companion. O Abu Bakr, my reality is only known to my Lord, my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Besides him, no one else knows the reality of me. My actual reality is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has caused him to be remembered on the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth, sixth, seventh. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is remembered in Jannah, wherever the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is written, alongside is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the pond of Kawthar. And the speciality of this pond, dear viewers, has been proven from many, many, many ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we want to go there because it is stated by the scholars of Islam that it is wajib upon us to have faith upon the pond of Kawthar. Upon the pond that Allah Almighty will bless our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with in the hereafter. This pond will be blessed upon him in the hereafter. Whoever denies it, according to the scholars, is a transgressor. He is a sinner and an innovator. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem give us the understanding of this, dear viewers of Madani channel. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala states, a hadith regarding the pond of Kawthar are narrated by more than 50 companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for those who may not know, are other messengers going to be granted any ponds? Is this only specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Here we present this hadith, which is in Tirmizi Sharif. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, there is one pond for every Nabi and blessed Anbiya alayhi musallam. So the blessed Anbiya alayhi musallam will feel proud amongst each other that whose pond would be more people at. They will be happy and they will be proud, subhanallah, among one another that whose pond would more people come at. And I, Yani the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and I am hopeful that most of the people will be at my pond, Al-Kawthar. Subhanallah. This hadith can be found in Tirmizi Sharif, dear viewers. So it's proven from here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one pond for every Nabi. But there is some specialities about this pond, which is the largest. And the beloved Nabi discloses and says that, well, at my pond, there will be more people there. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated undoubtedly, the water of the pond is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey and cooler than ice. Its fragrance is better than musk and its bowls are more in number than the number of stars, dear viewers. Whoever drinks it will never get thirsty, and the one leaving after drinking it, Allahu Akbar, will always remain quenched. Subhanallah. He would never find the need of quenching his thirst again once he is honored to drink from the pond of Kawthar. So can you imagine, from amongst many excellence, many such virtues which is hidden from our sight and from our knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed Kawthar upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had bestowed Salsabil upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, we are going to go into the matter of where it stems from, where is the roots of this river, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. All of that will be mentioned, but trust me, this blessing is for special people, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, subhanallah, who will drink from the pond of Kawthar, who will be honored to benefit from the pond of Kawthar, subhanallah, when on the day of Qiyamah, people's tongues will be dry and it will be hanging from their mouths like thorns because of the thirst and intense heat. During the day of Qiyamah, this is what ulamas and scholars have said, I mean, the sun being just above the head and each person, each human swimming and drowning in his own perspiration, us waqt ka jo alam hoga, Allah Kareem bacha le hame. Allah Kareem apne Habib ke sadqe mein hame bacha. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, for fortune ones will be those whose thirst Almighty Allah will quench through His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's pond called Kawthar. It is the very same pond that will be there for the lovers, for the ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now narrations are here. They are narrations which mention certain good deeds through the blessings of which one will be granted the honor of drinking from the pond of Kawthar. So let's present the summary of a few ahadith, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. The water of Kawthar will be given to the one who recites salat, yani salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Jo din aur raat kasrat se durood e paak padhe, uske liye hai. The water of Kawthar will be granted to the one who feeds the fasting people. May Allah Kareem enable us to do this, especially in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. What a beautiful opportunity you have. If you want this water, if you want to avail, or if you want to be honored to drink from this water, dear viewers, here it goes. Learn to feed people. It begins from here. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who feeds a fasting person and the one who recites durood upon me in abundance will be made to drink from the pond of Kawthar. And lastly, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in fact, it is said, the water of Kawthar will be given to the one who refrains from unnecessary speech. Control the tongue which speaks unnecessarily. And the water of Kawthar will be given to the one who gives water to those who travel in the way of Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem shower mercy upon us. These are those actions and habits, if we would introduce into our lives, it would be the cause of us attaining blessing from the pond of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. What a beautiful action and thing to do, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, and may Allah Kareem make us drink from the pond of Kawthar. Remember, as I mentioned, tongues will be hanging from the mouth. You and I would never, ever, ever be able to even imagine what can be the condition of the sinful ummah on the day of Qiyamah. However, subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Now, let's talk about the channels of water of the pond of Kawthar. It is stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, two channels of water flow in the pond from Jannah, from paradise. One of them is made of gold and the other is made of silver. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim. Whereas another hadith in Sahih Muslim, speaking about the length and the width of this pond, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated that my pond is of 1 month's journey. Allahu Akbar. Its corners are equal. Allah, Allah, Allah. So it is muttafaqun alayh hadith. This hadith can also be found in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as in Muslim Sharif, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is stated in Miratul Manajih that the state of the length and width of the pond of Kawthar, subhanallah, that is my pond, the beloved Nabi says, is such that if someone walks from one corner to the other, then he will reach there in 1 month. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully explained, dear viewers of Madani channel, that if a person had to walk from one corner to the other corner, it would take a person 1 month to journey through the pond of Kawthar. The pond of Kawthar is square shaped, its length and width are equal. Every corner of it is right angled, neither acute nor obtuse. In fact, its depth is also the same from every corner, from everywhere. It's not that it's shallow at the edges and deeper in the middle, but rather it is equal throughout the pond of Kawthar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings to benefit from this pond of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. So many examples are there to make us understand. Now imagine this is just a single blessing from amongst so many other blessings, countless blessings beyond our imagination. This is the rif'at, this is the loftiest situation and position of the holiest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has bestowed so many blessings upon him, the blessing of Mi'raj, dear viewers. From head to toe, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as a miracle. He is the last prophet and after him no other prophet is to come. Allah azza wa jalla has created this world for his sake. All of these are proven from the blessed ahadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And here, listen to this, subhanallah. To make the companions understand, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even given examples. So to say, my pond is from Aden, the capital of Yemen, to Amman Balqa. This hadith is in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that there is also a city called Yemen and there is also a place in Syria with the same name. Moreover, Balqa is a famous place in Syria, right? So from Yemen to Syria basically. Now these examples were also given because these were those cities and countries or places at that time which were famous and known to people. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had used the examples of such cities which were not hidden from people, but rather it was known. Subhanallah. So subhanallah, mentioning this, dear viewers of Madani channel, some commentators have stated that the pond of Kawthar will be wide in the sight of some people, very wide in the sight of other people, and extremely wide in the sight of many other people. Now take for example this wonderful and amazing example which the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given, that my pond of Kawthar is from Yemen, subhanallah, Aden, the capital city of Yemen, all the way to Amman Balqa, which is a place in Syria. For our understanding, ek mithal de rahe hain bas samjhane ke liye, subhanallah, that approximately if one has to calculate in this day and age the distance between both these places, subhanallah, it comes to in kilometers 2340 kilometers. Converting it to miles, 1,451 miles. The plane that travels on an average speed of 560 kilometers per hour would take around 3 hours to cover this journey. At 560 kilometers per hour, traveling from Yemen to Syria would take 3 hours, approximately, roughly, to give us an understanding, dear viewers, subhanallah. It's just amazing to learn that this is only the size of the pond. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So for some it would seem, though it is so huge, on the day of Qiyamah when some would see this, it would look very wide to them and very vast to them. Whereas others would find it to be even more wider, and others would find it to be extremely wide and vast. This is also another miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki, diya viewers of Madine channel. Now where will the pond of Kawthar be situated? This is another question, subhanallah. So with regards to where is the exact position and the place of the pond of Kawthar, there are various opinions regarding where will the pond of Kawthar be situated. Imam Ibrahim bin Muhammad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, great commentator in the hadith, he says, opinion of the majority is that the pond of Kawthar will be situated before the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword, and it will be placed on the back of the hellfire, and every person will be made to cross this bridge of Sirat. Some have approved this opinion because people will resurrect thirsty from their graves on the day of Qiyamah. So before they pass the bridge of Sirat, they will be drinking from this pond of Kawthar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Moreover, some blessed scholars of Islam have mentioned that the pond of Kawthar will be situated after the bridge of Sirat. So once the Ummati has passed the bridge of Sirat, then he will be made to drink from the pond of Kawthar. So keeping all these opinions in view, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala states that these facts can also coincide in such a way that some people will drink from the pond before crossing the bridge of Sirat, and some will drink from the bridge of from the pond of Kawthar after crossing the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. So their sins will be cleansed in this way before and after. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So some scholars have also mentioned that there is one pond before the bridge of Sirat and there is another pond of Kawthar after the bridge of Sirat. But here Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala has given his opinion, and majority of the scholars have taken this opinion as well, dear viewers of Madinah channel. In fact, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the pond of Kawthar, subhanallah, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, intercede for me on the day of Qiyamah. I desire your shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah. And this is the desire of every devotee. Har ashiqi rasooliyat chahta ki usse sarkar ki shafaat baroze qiyamah naseeb ho, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah forgive us and may Allah grant us his intercession, dear viewers. Ameen, thumma ameen. So this companion expressed his desire, and he is that fortunate companion who remained in the khidmat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for several years. When he expresses his desire, then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, I will, inshallah, I will intercede for you. Allahu Akbar. He then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where shall I seek and find you? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seek me on the bridge of Sirat. I said, what if on the bridge of Sirat I cannot find you there? Then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will find me by mizan, the scale. He radiyallahu anhu then said, yani Anas radiyallahu anhu, if I do not find you at mizan as well, then where should I find you? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, O Anas, then you will find me at the pond of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. I will definitely be in one of those three places. This hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi will be awaiting his ummatis at the bridge of Sirat. He will be at Mizan. And he will be at the pond of Kawthar. Every ummati will be in search of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala speaks about the rasai and the excellence of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And this is where many of his other excellence will come in view to the entire world, when everyone will see the excellence of the beloved Rasul clear as the sun, dear viewers, clear as daylight. When Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him the station of Mahmood, Maqam Mahmood, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat says,
Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai. Gar unki rasai hai lo jab to banai hai. Gar unki rasai hai lo jab to banai hai.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the closing couplet of this does not, though it's seeming as if he makes it into a question or affirming that sunte hai ki mahshar mein, we have heard that this is the situation and this is the excellence and this is the maqam and the authority of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he has a very high position and reach, subhanallah. But in the closing couplet he says, matla' mein ye kya shakta wallah raza wallah, sirf unki rasai hai, sirf unki rasai hai. Subhanallah. It's a different discussion altogether, dear viewers, with regards to the day of Qiyamah. But here it is proven that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to quench the thirst of his ummatis. Kaash hame wo pani naseeb ho huzur ki mubarak haathon se. Kauthar ka pani, kauthar ka jam hame naseeb ho huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki mubarak haathon se. However, let's speak about what Ala Hazrat then says. There are two. One is a pond of Kauthar and one is the pond, the river of Kawthar, and one is a fountain called Salsabil. Allahu Akbar. Have you heard about Salsabil before, dear viewers of Madinah channel? This also is something which is gifted and granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat says in his poetry,
Jiski do bund hai Kawthar o Salsabil, jiski do boond hai Kauthar o Salsabil, jiski do boond hai Kauthar o Salsabil, hai wo rahmat ka darya hamara nabi, hai wo rahmat ka darya hamara nabi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Here Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is mentioning the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pointing out the greatness of his mercy. In other words, the river of Kauthar and the fountain of Salsabil are both such great bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla to the believers, dear viewers. But Ala Hazrat says here, these are such great blessings, yet they are only two drops from the vast shoreless seas of mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye dono daryaon ke bas do qatre hain huzur ki rehmat se. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, these are only two drops. Now, Salsabil, as I mentioned, Allah Hazrat explains here, Salsabil is the foundation of Jannah. Salsabil is the fountain of Jannah, the pure water of which will be blessed only to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will also be mixed with the drink of the other dwellers of Jannah, who will be honored to drink from the pond of Kauthar and Salsabil. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying here in this beautiful couplet that can you imagine when these two great Jannati blessings are just two drops from the ocean of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mercy, then what can be said about the entire sea of mercy who is known as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Jiski do bund hai Kausar o Salsabil, jiski do Salsabil, hai wo rahmat ka darya hamara nabi, sabse aula wo aala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo wala hamara nabi.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it is such a blessing, and Allah has bestowed this blessing in such a place jo is zameen se hatke hai. Don't ever imagine that Salsabil and Hawd-e Kauthar is going to be on this land, on this planet. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated, may this thought never even come to your mind that the pond of Kauthar will be situated on the face of this very earth. In fact, the pond of Kauthar will be situated on a different ground that will be white like silver or whiter than silver. Neither would there have been any bloodshed, nor would have anyone been oppressed on that land, on that place. Allahu Akbar. So it is free from bloodshed, it is free from quarrels and oppression and all of that, subhanAllah. It is a place which is purified, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has situated this pond at such a place. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we mentioned about all those who will drink first from this pond. Listen to this amazing narration, dear viewers. Hadrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, awwalu man yaridu alayya al-hawdha ahlu bayti, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Allahu Akbar. The first ones to come to my pond of Kawthar are my Ahlul Bayt, and among my Ummah are those who have devotion and love for me. So they shall be the first to benefit and to drink from the pond of Kawthar. These are two qualities, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we should love the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his amazing itara, his purified household, as well as his Mubarak Ashab, subhanAllah. The people that are close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi says, and those who love me. So we can love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only with our tongues, but rather practically, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Practically, we need to follow him, obey him, and merge ourselves into Islam completely. Not from the mind, not from the tongue. This has been restricted to our tongues for far too long. Time has now arrived that we practically prove this from our actions by following his sunnah, by becoming a practical Muslim, by making tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, using these months as a form of blessings. For Allah Azza wa Jalla is showering countless blessings in the month in which he had sent his favor upon the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mercy unto mankind in this merciful month. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness, dear viewers. If you want to benefit from this pond of Kawthar, do not cause any grief and takleef to the heart of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by speaking ill of his Ahlul Bayt, by speaking ill of any person that's close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because love for him means you should not cause any harm to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now here I present another narration narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He states that do not keep enmity against us, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allahu Akbar, the one who holds enmity and jealousy towards us will be turned away from the pond of Kawthar on the day of judgment. And he says, Allahu Akbar, bi siyatim min nar, and he will be whipped with fire, with the whips of fire. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers. We are too delicate and we can never tolerate this punishment for those who have any sort of enmity with the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we want and we desire to drink from this pond, then follow what the ulama and the scholars have also stated, subhanallah. It is stated, if you want to have a bowl full of Abe Kawthar, yani the water from the pond of Kawthar, then recite this dua. It's a durood which you should recite upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the one who wants to drink a bowl full of water from the pond of Kawthar shall recite this durood. You should recite this durood, Ipak, subhanallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa awladihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi wa ashharihi wa ansarihi wa ashya'ihi wa muhibbihi wa ummatihi wa alayna ma'ahum ajma'ina ya arhamar rahimin. Subhanallah. If you would recite this durood-e-pak, and I make niyah to also recite this durood, subhanallah. Firstly, we should excessively recite durood-e-pak upon him, and if you recite this particular durood, then it is hoped that you could also benefit from the pond of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Let's recite this beautiful couplet which this poet expresses, in which a poet expresses his desire, and he says in the form of poetry, expressing his love and desire in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, his tamanna and his desire is,
tamanna e dil e ashraf bas itni hai sar e mahshar. تمنائے دل اشرف بس اتنی ہے سر محشر. جب
آقا جام کوثر دے، لب اقدس لگا کر دے جب آقا جام کوثر دے، لب اقدس لگا کر دے.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. It is a desire and every devotee and every عاشق and lover of the holiest prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has a certain wish and desire. And this ummati says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through your blessings when we get there to benefit and to drink from the pond of Kauthar, then it should be such that when I am gifted and granted this cup of Kauthar from your blessed hands, then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a request and plea, ya Rasulullah, if you could place your Mubarak lips upon the glass before I could drink from it, subhanallah, from the hands of the Holy Rasul after he places his blessed lips on it. It's a way and desire of expressing love, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. He understands all languages. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam understands every language, for Allah azza wa jalla has granted him such knowledge that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would understand the languages of every ummati and every ummati, because he has made the Nabi for the people until the day of Qiyamah, the final prophet. And every plea comes to him. He doesn't only take and listen to the issues and matters related to human beings or only those who speak Arabic. Rather, you speak any language in the world and any creature, any creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla that lives on this planet. He is the Rasul for everything, dear viewers. He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He has made merciful unto this entire mankind. He is sent as mercy unto mankind. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him such ilm and knowledge, and you should present your plea from your heart in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any hesitation. Koi shak na ho dil mein, koi waswasa na ho ki shayad meri faryad suni ja rahi hai, shayad nahi suni ja rahi hai. There is nothing of that sort, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Ala Hazrat also removes this doubt from your heart and he says, be proud that you are the ummati of such a great Nabi whose treasures have no bound, there's no end to it. We have such a kareem, such a generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is kareem, who is generous. His hands are open, khule hai haath aur bhare khazane, and his treasures are filled to capacity. It is overflowing because Allah has given him the keys to his treasures and everything is created for him. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, batao ae mufliso ke phir kyu? O grief-stricken people, then why are our hearts absorbed in doubt whether or not we will receive from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ye shak hi na kare, ye socho hi mat, balki have ummeed and hope, subhanallah, that you will attain help and salvation from his bargah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is the reality and truth. Any ummati who calls out from his heart to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is there to listen to your plea. Firstly, in the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains and he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it forbidden upon the earth to consume and eat the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. They are alive and Allah provides rosy for them. Subhanallah, they receive blessings and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this proves that when all the messengers are alive, when all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla are receiving blessings and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their graves, and they live a similar life, they have life in them, as this is our iman and aqeedah, subhanallah, then what will be the condition of Imamul Anbiya, the leader of all the other messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, expressing his love and devotion, once again strengthens our aqeedah. He makes a cement that he listens to your plea and to your call, subhanallah. If you call out to him for any help and assistance through the sadqa and wasila of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your problems will come to an end. He says,
Fariyad ummati jo kare haal zar me, Fariyad ummati jo kare haal zar me, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho, pul se utaro raah guzar ko جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو.
سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understands all languages, and here we would like to present a beautiful Madani clip, inshallah azawajalla, a video which will, subhanallah, in which we will be inspired to watch and understand that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been gifted and granted the languages of all creatures in this universe. Insan to insan, aap janwaron ki bhi boli samajhte hain, aap jinnaton ki bhi boli samajhte hain, farishte bhi kalam farmate hain. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been given the knowledge of every language in the world, and here we shall return after this Madani pearl. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Oh my beloved Prophet of Mercy.
Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was granted the understanding of all the languages by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever a stranger visited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose language nobody understood, the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not only understand it, but even would reply to him in that very language. And the example of this is, once a foreign delegation visited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Masjid al-Haram. None of them knew our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of them asked in his mother tongue that who amongst you is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. However, not a single one of the listeners understood what was said. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Come here towards me." They approached him and engaged in conversation. The Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to them in their native language and conversed with them. They eventually converted to Islam and pledged allegiance to him and returned to their native people. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam naturally understands all of the languages of this world. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam understands the languages of animals, stones, and even pebbles, then why wouldn't he sallallahu alayhi wasallam understand the language of all humans? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, kya baat hai Madini ki. And this was a muballigh of Da'wat Islami who had given us a little synopsis into this fact and reality that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is made and sent as such a great Nabi whom Allah azawajalla has given the knowledge of everything in this planet and more that we can't even imagine. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam understands all languages, and this has been proven from time to time when people came with different delegations and different options. Some had come, one Bedouin came in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." He was a Bedouin, a villager, and he brought in iguana, a lizard. And he says to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you are the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, then I will believe if only my iguana could testify that you are the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, "That's not a big problem. He does recognize who I am." And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turning towards iguana, focusing his attention towards iguana, and then said to him that, "Tell, who am I?" And then the iguana had testified and mentioned that you are the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Seeing this, that Bedouin had also embraced Islam. These are some stories, dear viewers, and some narrations which are present in many, many books, subhanallah, which from which we learn that this is the maqam of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When an iguana and lizard and other animals such as birds and other creatures would come and present their plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then phir insaan ki boli aap kyun nahi samajh sakte hain. Allahu Akbar. The poet says,
"Hiran ne oot ne chidiyon ne ki yahi faryaad, hiran ne oot ne chidiyon ne ki yahi faryaad ke mere gham kamadawa huzur jaante hain ke mere gham kamadawa huzur jaante hain."
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So even camels would present their plea in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other creatures as well. So if they could present their plea, you as insan, you stand a greater chance, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you the best in terms of creation. From many other creations, insan is the best, subhanallah. And you are the ummati and follower of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn towards him. Wahi bharte hain jholiyan sab ki, kyunki wo samajhte hain boliyan sab ki. Wahi bharte hain jholiyan sab ki, kyunki wo samajhte hain boliyan sab ki. Aao bazaar-e-Mustafa ko chale, gham khushi mein wahi pe badalte hain. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, and may Allah Kareem bless us through the sadaqah and through the medium and approach of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our every breath is for his sake. Our families and our possessions, our assets, whatever we have, is all for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having said these few words, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins to be forgiven. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep yourself reminded that this is the mission of your da'wati islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa, marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مرحبا يا مصطفى